a four-letter word for nonsense.
Bull.
Thanks. Mind if we join you?
No, sit down.
Selma, you haven't touched your food.
I've touched it, I've chewed it, I've swallowed it. Now it's up to my enzymes.
That's the judge's tray. He's on the phone. Got another lead on those tickets.
I must say, I've never seen anybody so whipped up about a concert.
Well, you know how he is about Mel Torme.
Bonkers. It fits.
Personally, I don't see the big attraction about Mel Torme. I like singers that stick to the tune.
Like who, for instance?
Leontine Price. Luciano Pavarotti. That bird on Sesame Street's not bad either.
Any luck?
Yeah, all bad. The concert's been sold out for 2 weeks and my regular sources don't have any tickets. I don't believe it. I am 2 days away from getting shut out.
Only a concert, Judge.
No, Liz. Woodstock was only a concert. This is Mel Torme.
Yeah, I'm into financial planning myself. I make money the old-fashioned way. I print it.
Dan, you're a very funny guy.
Yes, well, I have my serious side, too.
Unhand me, sir. I'll scream.
You'll scream, you'll faint, you'll see skyrockets going off.
Is it just me, or has Dan been different lately?
No, he's always been different.
You think there's been a little between them?
Oh, come on now. Just because two people work together and they have a couple of coffee breaks together and a few laughs, there's no reason to jump to any don't look now. He's kissing her hand.
Listen, you lured me in here with the promise of a cup of coffee. Any chance of getting one?
That's the spirit. Use me.
Look at that man smile.
It's cute.
It's dangerous. Your teeth dry up and stick to your lips. Very painful.
Hey, Dan, over here.
Dan? Dan?
Hmm.
I think the others want us to join them.
Come on over.
I don't see anyone.
You know, I think you might be right. It looks like our Dan is in love.
Incredible.
That's it. Incredible. How many letters?
10.
Close enough.
Has anyone ever told you what a cute vaccination scar you have?
Not that I recall.
Well, if it isn't two of the loveliest ladies in the entire criminal justice system, hi.
Dan?
Dan Fielding.
You know, Liz, that may be one of the smartest outfits I've ever seen you wear, and you have worn some smart outfits.
I have.
Don't you dare change that hair. Ta-ta.
Ha. Remember that movie about the pods in the basement?
Here.
What's this?
A poem I wrote on the subway this morning.
Oh?
What do you think?
Nice. Must have been difficult to find something to rhyme with jurisprudence.
It's like love is in full bloom over there, huh?
Well, the massive amounts of fertilizer have helped, I think.
Oh, come on, Miss Wagner. Don't be so hard on him. Haven't you ever been madly in love with someone before?
Of course not. I'm engaged. What I mean is, I don't think that it's appropriate for people who work together to have romantic relationships.
Oh.
Have you?
Have I what?
Have you ever been madly in love with someone?
Sure.
Anyone I know?
Oh, I doubt it. She was a cute little dark-haired girl sat next to me in the second grade.
I see.
I forget her name, but she was wild.
Your Honor.
She and I used to sneak off to the cloakroom and eat pastry.
Next case.
You see, in our version of hide and seek...
The People versus Leo Bell, Your Honor. Mr. Bell was arrested in the vicinity of Madison Square Garden for scalping tickets.
Hey, I'm very distraught about this whole thing, Judge. You see, I made my little niece a promise. The next time the ice show comes to town, her Uncle Leo would take her. But then 2 weeks ago, something else took her.
Oh, I'm sorry. You mean...
She went with the school and I got stuck with the ticket, right?
Ah, so you thought you might as well sell the ticket, huh?
Exactly. So someone else's niece could enjoy the show.
That is a very nice thought, Mr. Bell, but it says here that you sold a $9 ticket for $45.
Well, that seat was right behind Snoopy's doghouse.
If it please the court, Exhibit A was taken from the defendant at the time of his arrest.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, how do you explain this, Mr. Bell? You must have 200 or 300 tickets here.
I love the theater.
Your appreciation of the arts is duly noted for the record.
Your hair smells great.
It's dandruff shampoo.
Excuse me, does the prosecution have anything else to present?
Your Honor. Oh, I'm sorry, you go ahead.
No, after you.
Mr. Bell is so brazen in his flaunting of the law that he prints business cards listing his office phone number, which is, in fact, a phone booth on Lexington Avenue.
This is quite an assortment you have here, Mr. Bell. The Knicks, the Rangers, the Boat Show, the Caja Foe, Mel... Torme. There must be 30 Mel Torme tickets here.
I had 50 Tormes this morning. That is a very hot ticket.
Your Honor?
September 13th.
I beg your pardon?
That's when Mel Torme was born in Chicago.
Oh.
I celebrate it every year.
Your Honor?
I mean, I don't have a big affair. You know, it's not a national holiday. Not yet.
Sir, the case...
is open and shut, right, Leo?
I have erred. Forgive me.
$50 penance. Go in peace.
I like him. He's nuts.
Let's have a recess.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Your thinking was clear, your logic precise, you're a credit to the profession. Let's have children.
Oh, Dan.
Oh, Suzanne.
Harry, their evidence.
Of course.
I have to turn them over to the city property clerk.
Absolutely, that's the law.
Right.
Oh, God, row B.
Your Honor?
Miss Whitfield?
I'm sorry, but I couldn't help overhearing, and, well, I have 2 tickets to the Mel Torme concert.
And you're not using them? Fantastic.
No, I'm using them. Well, at least one of them. See, I'm a big fan, too.
Really?
And I wondered if you might want to use the other ticket.
But what about Dan?
What about him?
Well, I assumed you two were...
Oh, no. I mean, he's a very nice guy. We've gone out a couple of times, but it's not serious.
Oh, well, in that case...
You go with me?
I would go with Godzilla.
I have better breath.
I meant...
I know what you meant.
Your Honor... is she adorable or what?
The court agrees, Mr. Fielding. I tell you what, after work tonight, why don't we go out and get a pizza or something, huh? My treat.
Oh, I'd love to, but I can't. I'm already doing something this evening.
Yeah, we're already doing something this evening. What exactly will we be doing this evening?
Sorry, Dan, I have a date.
Ah, a couple of gals getting together doing their nails, you know, that kind of thing?
No, it's a date.
With a man?
Are you serious?
Deadly. Who are you going out with?
It's none of your business.
Come on, tell me. I won't die.
Excuse me. Shall I pick you up at your house or should we just leave?
Him?
Could we discuss this somewhere else, Bull? Excuse us.
Dan? Dan, I didn't know. I didn't know that you and Suzanne were serious. I just thought...
Harry,
that...
stuff it.
I can't believe he said that.
No, it's okay. I told him he could call me Harry.
I have never known Dan to be late before. I hope he's all right.
Yeah, but it's his own fault. I mean, I always make it a rule. Never get involved with people I work with.
You work with rapists, junkies, muggers, and flashers.
That does make it easier.
Hi, Dan. How was dinner?
The part that stayed down? Fine.
Dan. Dan, I've got to talk to you about something.
Business?
No.
Catch me in the fall.
Dan, can we talk?
Sure. So where are you and Conehead the Barbarian going tonight?
Dan, it is just a dinner date.
Ah, little foraging in the forest, trapping small animals, that kind of thing?
But you must know, he's taking me to that restaurant on top of the World Trade Center.
Oh. Are you going to use the elevator, or is he just dragging you up the side of the building?
Poor guy.
Yeah.
I'm sure he presumed way too much, but he must feel like he's been kicked in the teeth.
Well,
you know, I'm sure that to feel that a friend has stabbed you in the heart,
but
betrayal eats away at your soul.
I didn't know that we were getting so backed up. Next case.
Ah, that would be Gerald Jackson, Your Honor, charged with theft, second degree. He was accused of tapping the till of his employer, the Midtown Speedy Mart.
Miss Williams?
Yes, sir. Your Honor, the amount of money in question is less than $50, and my client has expressed his willingness to pay it back.
Pay it back? How do you pay back someone's trust once you've spent it?
Mr. Fielding.
Would you look at it from my point of view, Harry? I mean, I was nuts about her. No, scratch that. Insane about her. I gave her all of my love, all of my attention, all of my affection, and what happens? She dumps me for Bobo, the human redwood over there. I don't feel well.
I know, Dan, but sometimes we have to put our personal problems...
I am going to soil your bench.
Recess now. Dan, we've all been through rejection. Hasn't anything like this ever happened to you before?
Are you serious? Harry, I was just jilted in favor of a man who wears hunting socks to work every day.
Now, be fair. Bull has his share of talents.
I don't consider being able to drive in nails with your fist a talent.
Dan, Suzanne appears to be a wonderful woman.
You know, I really, really thought that we were simpatico, Harry.
She appeals to a lot of people.
We shared so many of the same interests.
I imagine a lot of people appeal to her.
She found my jokes amusing.
She likes Torme. I like Torme.
Her nose wrinkles when she laughs at them.
Dan,
Harry, Suzanne and I...
Dan, I'm going to go answer the door. Bull.
Your Honor. Oh, you're occupado. I'll come back.
No, no, no. Come on in. Come on in. I think we have something to talk about.
What? The year in Combs. You ever see one up close?
Listen, you myopic little dilettante.
Who are you calling little?
Okay, that is enough of that. I will not tolerate any personal disagreements that interfere with the operation of my court. Do I make myself clear? Now, the three of us have a problem. We have to work it out like grown men.
The three of us?
Yeah, we all... Anybody want pretzels or nuts? I got some avocado dip.
Your Honor, I have cases to prepare.
Why don't you just sit down until you're told to leave?
You talking to me?
Guys.
Perhaps you'd like to step outside.
You bet I would.
All right, that's it. Nobody leaves here.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Now, we got to find a way to cut this tension. Let's hold hands.
What did he say?
I took a sensitivity training class once, and I learned that most male aggression is due to a lack of physical and emotional contact with members of the same sex.
Perhaps you should visit our holding cell sometime soon.
Come on, you've seen professional football players do this in a huddle, haven't you? Come on. Come on.
That's it. Dan, take my hand. Good. Now, Burl. All right, now the two of you link up. Go ahead. That's it.
No. I want to be on top.
Okay, guys, now no need to say anything. Just let go. Just feel. Experience the bond.
His bond is breaking my knuckles.
Pull, loosen up. Come on now, guys, relax. Close your eyes. All the way. All right. Now just feel.
Someone came in.
Hello?
We'll come back.
No, 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 don't be silly. We were just discussing humiliation. You'll all excuse me.
Dan, there is no reason to feel humiliated.
Some helpful advice. Date within your species.
I have no idea what she sees in him. Don't worry. Women are still tops in my book.
We were just trying a little sensitivity exercise.
Just say, of course.
Of course.
Did you guys want to see me?
Oh, yes, Harry. We're ready for you anytime you are.
Fine.
And I want to apologize for what happened in your courtroom. I feel partly responsible.
No, it wasn't your fault.
It's just that Dan needs to realize that I care as much for him as I do for Bull. It just so happens I have a lot of different interests.
Fine.
Bull likes post-impressionist painters. So do I.
He does.
Dan enjoys Oompa bands. So do I.
He does.
You and I love Mel Torme, so we're going to the concert together just to have a good time.
You are?
Lana, you want to hear a funny story?
Yeah, make me laugh.
Your Honor, you'd better hurry. It's bad.
What happened? What's bad?
Bull and Dan in the cafeteria. They're fighting.
Fighting?
I was passing by. Bull is throwing Dan around like a little rag doll.
Oh, my God.
Those stupid.
Are they fighting over me?
Chivalry is not dead.
Oh, no. Dan.
He was lucky there was a doctor here.
Look at this place.
Love stinks.
Is he all right, Doctor?
A couple of cracked ribs, that's all.
You big, overgrown oaf, how could you?
Settle down there, Your Honor. He probably saved this man's life.
Come again?
Well, your friend here almost choked to death on an olive that got stuck in his throat.
You mean Bull?
Applied the Heimlich maneuver. With ferocity heretofore unknown to mankind.
Oh. Dad, how do you feel?
Take a guess.
Bull saved your life.
I know. Bull?
Yeah?
Thank you.
Bull, I am so sorry for what I thought and what I said.
Is that enough manly affection for you, Your Honor?
I deserve that.
Any bandages or tape around here?
In the guards' lounge. Follow me.
Now just keep still. And please, no more help.
Bull, I said some pretty nasty things.
You didn't say anything that nasty.
Not to your face, no.
Well, forget it.
No, 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 I don't want to forget it. I want a chance to make it up to you. So, you can have Suzanne.
Hey, what?
No, really, Dan, I mean, you were there first. I had no idea. You should have her.
No, 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 no. I insist.
You insist? Listen.
My ribs, my ribs, my ribs.
For your information, boys, I'm not a little plaything to be tossed back and forth between the two of you. I'm an adult, and I'll make the decisions about what I do with my life, thank you, including whom I spend my time with. Now, can't you just accept the fact that I liked all three of you? That's why I wanted to be with you?
Three.
Isn't that amazing? She just happened to have an extra seat to the Mel Torme concert. Is that something, huh? Or is that something?
Come on, Harry, you're not going to back out of me too, are you?
No, it's just that when we've had some time to put all this in perspective...
Listen, I'm going. You can do whatever you want.
Bull? Dan? I'm sorry, Suzanne.
No, you own that ticket now.
There, you satisfied?
You could tape that sucker back together real easy.
Well, I would have hoped that a gesture of friendship would have been enough, but evidently you guys want blood. There. Now are you happy?
That was dumb.
She's right, Harry.
She is?
Suzanne, you were correct. I acted like a stereotypical male chauvinist pig. And I apologize.
Yeah, me too, Suzanne. I guess I got a little crazy around here. It won't happen again.
Well, gentlemen, I appreciate your apologies. I accept.
So what you are all saying is...
Go with her. Have fun.
Go ahead.
If you'll excuse me. Harry, I think Mel put it best once when he said, Zwi button dua shkong shkong.
Yo.
Hi. Everything's locked up.
Good.
We're all going to go over to Emilio's for a beer. You want to join us?
That's nice, Lana. Thanks.
It's been a crazy couple of days, huh, Harry?
Yeah.
Dan's coming back tomorrow.
Great.
Harry, I want you to know I'm really sorry about the concert.
Oh, no, I'm fine. Really, thanks. Unless there's something else?
No. Nothing. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mel Torme.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now there's good vibes tonight.
Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd they get so lit up? Gosh, oh, get up, how did they get that sound?
Yeah, let's go.